Religious Goddess, and welcome to Goddess Resurrection. My name is Britta, and I am your host. And today's episode is episode 15 of season 2. How are you? I hope you are breathing and feeling, and the imperative word being feeling, because today we are talking about trusting the flow. And we've spoken about the flow a lot. And what I really mean about the flow here today is you either feel it, you feel that, you know, however it feels for you when you are in your feminine energy, when you are what I call the flow. So it's when you are connected. It's when you are connected to your light, to your inner presence, your source self, your light self. When you are feeling easy, you're feeling peaceful, you're feeling clear, you're feeling grounded, you're feeling good. You know, it's like that wonderful feeling of being in the feminine energy versus when you're feeling contraction. So the contraction could be anything from you feeling pressure or anxiety or impatience or lack of clarity or panic even, yes? And so I'm calling these two opposites flow versus contraction, right? Because when we're flowing, that's really the ultimate state. We are breathing. So go ahead and come back into your breath. Be in your breath here with me as we are sharing this time together, these 30 minutes. Stay in your breath. Come back to the breath. Connect to your feminine energy through the use of your breath. And see what that feels like to you when you are connected. And of course, there is deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper connecting possible. And that is another aspect for you to focus on and fortify, right? And encourage. But for the sake of today's topic, trusting the flow versus knowing the difference, knowing when you're not in your flow, knowing when you're not feeling the ease, knowing when you're not feeling the peace, knowing when you're not feeling the centeredness, knowing when you're not feeling your sense of worth and authentic empowerment, knowing when you're not feeling good and right on your path, your choices, your ways. And that's when you need to pay attention. And so that's what today's topic is all about. And again, I encourage you to use the breath. Come into that breath practice and be in your breath all day long. All day long, you know, we have had so many purging times now. And if you have followed my work and listened to this podcast, then you most likely are ascending and you are really focusing on the old energies and what needs to clear and the old patterns and habits and tendencies that you have, right? You know yourself. You're aware of what is causing contraction. You are aware of what is putting density into your energy field. You are aware of which thought patterns of yours are light aligned and which ones aren't. At this point, you are aware of it. And this is exactly the topic of today's podcast. It's this knowing yourself and working with the information that you have on yourself, right? And so you have had openings, you have had clearings because of the purging, right? You have had visions or a sense of intuition or guidance or knowing for yourself in terms of where you are meant to go. What is your path? What is next for you? It doesn't mean you're always in the knowing. It doesn't mean you're always in the vision. It doesn't always mean you're always in the feeling of your ease and peace and rightness, because there are times when you are purging. There are times when the old energies and patterns and the contractions are coming back, right? Because in the end, remember that your body is only able to adjust to the changes, to the newness, to more of your light embodiment, degree by degree by degree. And so this is something now that you want to begin to start working with very consciously, intentionally. You know yourself. You understand that you are here to now practice trusting yourself. You are here now to practice listening to your intuition, to your guidance. And in essence, follow the feeling, right? Now it's all about feel your way forward. So to check in with yourself, how does this feel to me? How does this thought make me feel? How does this idea make me feel? How does this possibility of choice make me feel? How is this feeling to me? And pay attention to how it is feeling within your body, right? Because remember that your body is the temple, your body is the tuning fork, your body is the vessel through which you are accessing higher information. It is through your brain, it is also through your sensory, it is through your third eye, it is through your chakra system, it is through your energetic bodies, your auric bodies, it is through all of these feminine energy parts of you, these spiritual parts of you, these intangible parts of you that you must now focus on more. And these intangible parts of you now want to be fortified. It's time for you to really give more energy, give more intentionality, give more of your focus and awareness to the intangible parts of yourself. Because in the past, it was all about external, it was all about the masculine energy, focusing onto the other, the outside, people, places, things, and that was good and well. But now it's time to practice. Now it's time to practice moving forward and trusting the flow, trusting your flow, meaning you feel either through sensory, either through intuition, either through knowing, either through your third eye opening and having visions. But all of this is connected into the feeling. All of this is connecting into the feminine energy. All of this is connecting into the intangible part of you, the real you, the source you, the limitless, infinite being that is you, that is here to play this human character. And now you're majorly, majorly, majorly switching gears. And it takes time, and it takes patience. And it takes practice. And some days are easier and some days are harder. But it's okay. That's part of this journey right now. And it's you know, it's not even such an unusual thing anymore, right? I mean, gosh, there are even like, what was this meme? I was watching this meme on Instagram. It was hilarious, where this actress, and it was like lighthearted, right? It was almost making fun of it, but in a profound, serious way, where she was like, well, she's eating a snack and she's like, from now on, I'm just gonna trust myself and listen to myself. And she keeps eating and she's thinking to herself, she's saying it out loud. And she's like, I'm just gonna listen to myself and I'm gonna say no. And if I don't want to go there, and if I don't want to go out, and if I don't feel like I want to be out there in the world, then I'm going to listen to myself and I'm going to stay home and I'm going to stay in, right? And so, and it's beautiful because this is the reality we're moving into now in a big way. In a huge way, like the openings and the shifts and the changes for the ones of us who have been doing the work are profound, profound and present and tangible. We can now really see them. We can now really feel them. We can now really recognize big shifts happening. It doesn't mean everything has already manifested into the physical. It doesn't mean everything is already now here in the physical, ready for us to move with it. But it is beginning to manifest. It is all beginning to show itself. It is all beginning to really, you know, start taking root and maybe even begin to show little signs of growth. And so now, even more so than ever before, you have to keep coming back into your flow. You have to keep coming back into your light. You have to make sure you keep coming back into your inner connection to your flow, to your feminine energy, to the feeling of rightness, to the feeling of peace, to the feeling of worthiness, to the feeling of centeredness, to the feeling of authentic empowerment, to the feeling of I deserve, to the feeling of I belong, to the feeling of anything is possible, to the feeling of yes, it's all happening for me, to the feeling of I trust. It's all now about you feeling it. And being in that, that this is the real you, right? Owning that this is the real you, the feel good, yes. The feeling prosperous, yes. The feeling joy, yes. The feeling strength, yes. The feeling of it all is already who you are. And it's who you always have been, and it's who you always will be. Remember that this is your true self, this is the real you. And that all of these other energies, these old patterns, these old fears, these old worries, these old I shoulds and I could and I should have, and all of these old ways of victimizing ourselves, of being impatient with self, of being hard on self, of judging self, blaming self or others, all of these ways and these tendencies and these patterns are just the kind of stuff that has been covering up and contracting you away from the real you. And because you've been doing such great work purging, and because you've been consciously breathing away from old ways and old energies and old memories and old patterns, you are now feeling more and more often and more clearly your true self. And that takes now time for you to establish yourself in, right? Now it's you having to embody the new ways, learning to maintain yourself in this newness, in this openness, in your flow, in your feminine energy, in your grace, in your fearlessness. And if you do get sucked out of it for some reason, then noticing that and coming back into it, coming back into the breath, coming back into your connection, coming back to yourself, coming back to your true self, coming back to you, right? Returning to you. That's what this is now all about. And the contractions will continue, right? The old thoughts, the old beliefs, the old ego identifications, the old ways will fight for their survival. And that's normal. That's okay. It is just really important now that you expect it, expect these old ways of yourself to try to survive and try to get your attention, try to feed them, try to fuel them, right? They will try to maintain ground. And that's okay. Smile at it. Laugh it off. Breathe through it. Take a moment, take a rest. It's all part of the journey. It doesn't mean you're not doing it right. It doesn't mean it didn't last. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It doesn't mean that it'll go on like this forever. But instead, keep being present to yourself and your flow. Come back into your flow. And feel into your deepened self, into your opened self. Honor it. Celebrate it. Celebrate your openings. Celebrate your flow. Celebrate yourself when you are in that beautiful, peaceful, easy feeling. Celebrate yourself when you are in alignment with your intuition, with your knowing, with your vision, with your truth, with you trusting the timing of your life, with you trusting your sense of knowing and flow. Celebrate it. You have to embody it now, and that requires practice, and it means you having to really choose that. Choose it as the new way. Choose it as what is still unfamiliar, but the new way that you are now going to deepen. Right? It's like anything new. We learn something new. We practice, 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 practice. And in the beginning, it can feel very weird and very awkward and very strange. But that doesn't mean it's not right or good. Right? These new ways now need to be embodied by you aligning with it, by you owning it, by you acknowledging to yourself that, yes, this is really who I am. I am this peace. I am this joy. I am this feeling of prosperity. I am this authentic empowerment. I am this glory, this grace. I am. Don't worry about what your life is showing to you right now. Don't worry about what your life is reflecting back to you right now. That's all gonna follow. You know, remember, the new earth is manifested from the inside out. You have to get secure in the feeling. You have to now get secure in the ownership. You have to now get secure in the identification with your true self. Coming back to you, returning to you, is gonna take practice. Because your physical body, your brain, your subconscious, your energetic bodies, your ego body, your fear body, all these parts of you, not just from this lifetime, but all other lifetimes, we're used to the old ways. We're used to the fear, the density, the victimization, the manipulation, the comparison, the competing, the struggle, the drama. And it takes time. And it takes your choice to get used to work with, to own, to be. The ease, to be the ease, to be the flow, to be the grace, to be the knowledge, to be the peace within yourself. And I hope you are still breathing. Nice, deep, slow, in and exhales, connecting and staying connected with yourself. And then practicing aligning with this new way of owning and identifying, right? Keep reminding yourself, say it out loud to yourself. Yes, this is my true self. I am this joy. I am this peace. I am this ease. I am this fearlessness. I am this trust. I am this flow. I am this worth. I am this prosperity. And anything that is showing up within you that is taking you out of this beautiful true self of you, this flow, you have to continuously now breathe away from. You now have to be really, really clear on your choices. Really, really clear on your authenticity with yourself. And the more that you are able to be clear and authentic with yourself, the easier it will be for you to be honest and clear and authentic with the outside world. Don't worry about what they want. Don't worry about what they expect. Don't worry about what they think. This is an inside job, and you have to continue this transformation by yourself, in yourself, for yourself, for your light, with your light, as the light. And disengage anything that contradicts your flow. Disengage anything that contradicts your ease. Disengage anything that contradicts your worth. Disengage anything that contradicts your prosperous self. And just keep coming back to that. Just keep coming back to your flow. Keep coming back. Let the thoughts go. Let the beliefs go. They're just a part of the old memory. They're just a part of the old ways. And that's okay. Keep focusing back onto letting the thoughts go. Letting yourself breathe deeper and deeper into the flow. Away from the contracting thoughts. Away from the contracting choices. Back into yourself. And then from here, slowly but surely begin to, like we said before, play with it, have fun with it. You know, how do I think in this new way? How do I perceive? How do I, as the light, see this moment? How do I, as the light, respond to this moment right now? How do I, as the light, choose for myself in this moment? How do I, as the light, choose to have this conversation? How do I, as the light, choose to treat my body right now? How do I, as the light, feel about these possibilities that are present in my life right now? Right? And start playing with it. Start trying on new ways. And you'll know, by the way, it feels. Again, the word is feeling. Feel, feel, feel. Feel your way. Feel your way forward. Be playful with it. Feel what it feels like to take on this perception. Feel what it feels like to see something from this angle. See what it feels like and be playful with what it feels like to do this in a new way, respond in a new way, choose food in a new way, not react and feel easy. Recognize that within yourself, how lovely that feels, how empowering it feels. Do not let any and all pressures from your own brain or other people take you out of your feel good. I've had two clients today where this was a huge, huge topic. Nothing is worth your flow. Nothing is worth your ease. Nothing is worth your peace. Nothing is worth your center. Nothing is worth your clarity. Nothing is worth your strength, your authentic empowerment, your light. Nothing. Nothing. Protect it. Protect it. Protect yourself like a precious, 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 tiny little sign of new life. You are its guardian. You are your light's guardian. You are your new identity's guardian. You are your new beginning's guardian. You are your light's guardian right now. You are the warrior, the protector of your new bloom, your new opening, your new vision, your new birth, your new self-alignment. You. In this physical form, now get to protect your fresh bloom. And the better you protect it, the faster the transformation will happen. The faster you will embody your new ways, the faster you will feel and become and align and identify with yourself as light. And the negative ego plays really, really, really not nice, right? So the negative ego is gonna try to get you where it knows your weaknesses. Remember, your ego knows your weaknesses, right? So it'll tell you, wow, you're going insane. How can you believe this, right? Your ego is going to trigger you wherever you have your weak points. Maybe it's through, you know, what are others going to think of you? You can't share this with anybody. You can't say this to anybody. It'll try to get you wherever it knows it has power over you and is able to get you back. And that's okay. That's also part of the process. And then you have to be the guardian. You have to be a strong enough guardian. You have to be strongly committed to your light, to your flow, to your ease, to your center, to your clarity, to your strength, that you say, shush, shush now. We're ascending. We are ascending, and I am not worry. I am not fear. I am not doubt. I am light. I am limitless. I am infinite. I am prosperous. I am joyous. I am clarity. I am empowerment. Always have been and always will be. Be the queen, be the goddess, be the empress, be the high priestess, be the sorceresses, be the white witch. Stand for yourself. Stand and protect and guard that which you are birthing. And it doesn't matter if nobody understands it. It doesn't matter if nobody is able to connect to what it is that you are going through. This is a journey that is yours. It is your journey. It is your inner communication that you now need to learn to trust. And it's how you feel. It is through the feeling that you will know your way forward, and only you can know your way. So therefore, the only person that you can trust right now is you, yourself. Your feeling of ease and rightness and peace, that feeling Do not let go of it. Do not let go of it. Try to maintain this connection or keep coming back to it over and over and over again. I am here for you. I am holding space for you. We are all in this together. This is a fabulous, fabulous time on earth. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It is something to really truly lean into yourself, inward. And all is well. And from here, I am thanking you for your time and energy here, sharing on this platform, all of us together. And thank you for your light. Thank you for your presence as we are birthing this new earth together. And I am sending you and yours big, big hugs and kisses. Mwah! Love and light blessings to you and yours. Ciao for now.